Hi, this is Josh Vonger, and welcome to the Work the System podcast, where we help business owners move from owning a job to owning a business, mastering their systems so they can simplify growth. And today I have a special guest, Charlie Cina. For the last 30 years, Charlie has worked in high-level sales environments, building sales teams and driving revenue. He has also started and owned his own seven-figure businesses with nothing more than knocking on doors and using his smartphone. He's profited in such industries as promotions, software, and construction. Charlie has mastered sales in billion-dollar Las Vegas projects like Wynn Resorts, Plaza Hotel, Turnberry Towers, MGM, and others. 5 years ago, opportunity knocked, and he entered the world of virtual interactive training. Charlie has recruited and worked with the top motivational speakers, sales trainers, and subject matter experts in the world. He has personally consulted and guided them to create virtual interactive online training platforms to deliver their content and monetize worldwide. Charlie's marketing and sales experience has helped him acquire clients like Les Brown, Tony Robbins, John Taffer, Eric Thomas, and numerous others. He will teach you that no matter what products or services we represent, we have one thing in common. We are all in distribution, or we are all in the distribution business. And our primary responsibility is to expose yourself, expose your brand, expose your products, expose your services, close more deals, and drive massive revenue. So I'm really excited to dive in deep with Charlie. I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot, and hope you all do too. So Charlie, as we get started, thanks again for being here. Tell us your story. How'd you get into this line of work, and what were your beginnings?
Well, I think it was just a progression at an early age. You know, I watched my dad be an entrepreneur. My dad had an innate skill, you know, to stick out his hand, make a friend, you know, tell people exactly how he could help them. And I watched him at an early age, you know, start with nothing and have success as an entrepreneur. And then I started at a young age my entrepreneurial journey, you know, shoveling driveways. I grew up in Buffalo, New York, you know, snow country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, shoveling driveways. I had paper routes, you know, mowed lawns and raked leaves. But I found out at an early age as a paper boy, you know, knocking doors. Didn't know it at the time, but, you know, the objective was to knock doors and to sell more papers, increase the distribution of the paper. So I found out at an early age, the more you introduce, the more you produce. The more doors I knocked, right? It was, don't quote me, but I made, you know, a dollar a week, right? Every time I delivered a paper for 7 days in a row or whatever it was. And then when I went to collect whatever the fee was for that particular subscription, people would give me gratuity, you know? And then at Christmas time, I'd get an envelope of a thank you. So answer your question, I started at a very early age and realized that the more people you introduce, the more revenue you produce. And if you gave people, in that particular case, you know, the paper was on time and it wasn't filled with snow and it wasn't wet and it got there dry and you did your job, people would appreciate you and they reciprocate in kind by giving you a tip or gratuity. So that's how I started my journey.
So tell me about the sales transformation, because you've been in the sales industry a long time. And, you know, we were talking beforehand about how sales has changed a little bit. How has your new role in terms of growing people's exposure online, how has that changed the sales process from, you know, door to door to now so much being digital?
Well, here's the thing. I don't believe it has changed. And what I mean by that is we're all still human beings. So everyone says social media. Well, social media means that you're supposed to be social. The difference is, I think a lot of us have become keyboard warriors, right? You're out there, you're on social media, and as social as you are on social media, I know a lot of social media people that are actually introverts, and when you meet them in person, they really don't know how to interact, right? And I think, what I'm teaching people, I like to say that I'm so out, I'm in. You know, consider my teachings to be old school. I think they're timeless. So my whole thing is, how do you go out and shake people's hand on a daily basis and say ask a multi-million dollar question? Would you like to know what the multi-million dollar question is that you should be asking people on a daily basis?
Let's hear it.
Hi. My name is Charlie. What's your name?
That's it, Josh.
That's being, in my opinion, that's social media, right? As far as really, really connecting. And then, you know, if I met you on a plane or a train or, you know, a bar or coffee shop or at my son's baseball game, I'm going to come up to you if we're in a, you know, three, five, if we make eye contact or I think that, you know, I need to meet you in some way, shape or form. Hi, my name's Charlie. What's your name? Josh. And I ask you, Josh, what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you tell me?
Business coaching.
Do business coaching. Yeah. If you ask me what I do back, I would say I empower speakers, trainers, and business coaches to monetize their content online, worldwide, in three easy steps.
Okay.
So what would you say back to me?
Tell me more, because that's perfect fit for me.
Right. Tell me more. Well, Josh, I can teach you how to present, position, and profit. I can teach you how to present yourself in a way that's unforgettable at the first point of contact, position yourself online and offline, where you become the only logical choice, and then profit by repackaging and repurposing the existing products and services that you already have to create multiple streams of revenue and ultimately build revenue relationships for life.
Sounds pretty good.
Great. When would you like to set up a 10-minute call, Josh?
Let's do it right now.
You understand? So that's the thing. You've heard the term, you had me at
hello.
Hello. That's what I teach. It's very simple concept, but for some reason, people don't know how to do it, or they feel that it's a complex exercise, or they're going to get shut down. And it's really not the case. So that's what I teach. I go in and speak at conferences, an insurance conference, for example. I go in a day before, and I just walk the crowd. People don't know who I am. People don't know that I'm speaking. And I'll get in an elevator, and I'll say, hey, how you doing? Good. Oh, you here for a conference? Yeah. What do you do? I sell insurance. Or I'm a P&C guy. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means property and casualty insurance, auto, right, and homeowners insurance. But people don't know what that means. So wouldn't it be a clearer and more concise message if instead of saying I sell insurance, you said I empower people to protect their families, their most precious assets, and the things that they love most guaranteed in three easy steps, mm-hmm. Right? Oh, really? How do you do that? Well, I help people analyze, assess, and achieve. Well, can you elaborate? Well, I help people analyze where they're at right now in their life. You know, are you married? Do you have kids? What's your income? Are if something tragic happened to you, are you prepared to make sure your family's taken care of? See what I'm saying? It just becomes a different conversation. And then I would get into how I can help you save money in the process. And I've got your interest piqued rather than saying, I sell insurance. I already have insurance. I'm with Allstate or I'm with State Farm, and now I dismiss you and say, have a nice day. So I believe that everything happens in the first 10 to 20 seconds of you shaking somebody's hand. And I also believe that the people that are within a 3, 5, 10 foot radius of you on a daily basis have two things that you need: revenue, number one, and two, they have contacts or referrals that they can give you. And in turn, if you're coming at them from a place of certainty and with the right intention, in other words, if you're certain that the product or service or company that you're representing is really helping humanity in some way, shape, or form, and you're coming again from the right intention of really wanting to help that people with the products or services that you provide, why would you not want to go out and tell the world? So that's what I teach in that simple practice. For some reason, for a lot of people, doing it's complex, but just with that simple question and really perfecting and mastering the art of presentation and the art of the introduction and the power pitch has allowed me to, you know, acquire clients like, you know, Tony Robbins, Les Brown, the Cake Boss, Buddy Velastro, and work and collaborate with even companies like Pepsi, Barrett Jackson Auto Auction, Mandarin Oriental Hotels, you know, and numerous others, and all in different industries. You know, like I've represented a lot of different products or services. So anyway, that's really what I want to impress upon people is how do you make sales easy? And that's step one.
So let's say, there's a lot of mediums to do this, but let's just do a specific example. Let's say you're a fitness expert, like you actually have a fitness gym. You own a gym. I've got some clients who own gyms. and you want to increase sales, are your techniques better to be used, you know, on the street, face to face, shaking hands with people at the grocery store, or is it better to be online, or where would you use this technique?
Well, see, my objective is once you have your marketing message down, once you can answer the question, right? The $100 question, the $100,000 question, the $1 million question, the $100 million question, or potentially the $1 billion question, what do you do? Then whether you're one-on-one, one-on-500, one-on-5,000, there's clarity. Whether you're online or offline, there's clarity. Whether you're on a podcast, right? My answer is the same. What do you do? Right? I meet chiropractors. I spoke at a chiropractic convention. I said to the chiropractor, what do you do? Now, I knew they were chiropractors. I'm walking around. Again, I'm kind of low key. And I'll just walk around and I'll say, hey, you know, hi, my name is Charlie. What do you do? And they'll say, oh, I'm a chiropractor. Or I'm a DC. Do you know what DC stands for, Josh?
I don't. No.
Doctor of Chiropractic.
Okay.
I didn't say that's a trick. I'm just saying, I didn't know that. Like, but I'm a chiropractor. I'm a DC. I've dismissed you. But what if you said, instead of saying I'm a chiropractor, I'm a DC, what do you do? I empower people to alleviate pain, increase mobility, increase longevity, and mental clarity through a drug-free, natural process. Do I have your attention? Whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, or 90, would you like to have longevity? Would you like to have more mobility? Would you like to have more mental clarity? Right? And then I teach people how to really drill down in three words or less to explain with clarity and precision what they do. Because here's the key. Words trigger pictures, which trigger emotions, which trigger action steps, right? Words trigger pictures, which trigger emotions, which trigger action steps. So if you're saying the right words that are going to immediately trigger the right pictures in somebody's brain, right? Now an emotional analysis or conception starts to happen, right? Now they're like intrigued. Now they want what you have, or they want to learn more. Now you're setting the appointment, building the relationship, and you have them involved in the sales process, and you're not hard closing anybody. You see what I'm saying? You're just presenting and persuading your particular product, or through the process of engaging them, you're closing them to where they want what you have versus you having to force something on them that they may not want or need. Mm-hmm. So that's my whole concept of expose and close. How do you sell, market, promote? How do you get attention? Well, you heard the term, you had me at
hello.
That's the key. Mm-hmm. Say hello, I'm on stage. Now, you said something at the beginning of your podcast, and I made a note, and if I don't say it right, please correct me, but I think this is imperative for your audience. Mm-hmm. You said if you want to go from a job to a business,
mm-hmm.
Okay? A lot of us know that job stands for just over broke.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't necessarily agree that a job is just a job. Because at the end of the day, if you're walking in to work for McDonald's, right? And you've heard the term, oh, you're flipping burgers. I don't care if you're flipping burgers or making fries or pouring drinks. Who is your client? If they're paying you $10 an hour, $15 an hour, or $15,000 a day, you understand? And you're walking in for that job, McDonald's is your client,
mm-hmm.
which people don't equate, right? But that's the whole starting of your mindset, which is another thing, right? It's mindset, what's your mission, and what are the moves that you need to make on a daily basis to succeed? So I just spoke for a company. They brought me in to consult for the day, and this company's clients are online retailers, and these online retailers have a lot of leads or people that have abandoned the shopping carts. They were that close to click and buy, right, after they put their credit card in, but they didn't click. Mm-hmm. So this company takes those leads, has a call center, and these people, $11, $12, $13 an hour people, call them back or handle the customer service calls. What I went in and tried to expose them to is the mindset of that's your profession, that's your job. Now, if you're not happy with that, how do you leverage that job? How do you learn and engage in the right process, right? Learn the interaction skills that you need. That job is not only providing you an income, but you have the ability to learn and ask questions and interact with people along the way. So you're at McDonald's. Somebody comes to the counter. Hi, my name's Charlie. Welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you today? Oh, I want a large coffee. Super. Do you mind if I ask your name? Mm-hmm. I'm waiting.
Sure, go for it. Yes, my name is Josh.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Josh, nice to meet you. I'll have your coffee up in 2 minutes. Now, guess what? Josh is a podcaster. Josh walks in the next day, and now I call Josh by name. Mm-hmm. I'm only making $10, $15 an hour, whatever the number is, right? But Josh is a podcaster. Josh is doing a story on young high school kids that work part-time to put themselves, right, through the summer to ultimately start paying for their college. And I'm just using that as an example, right? But again, everybody has what you need in some way, shape, or form. So that's what I'm saying. I try to impress upon people, job to a business. If you have a job, that is your business. I used to tell my kids when they were old enough to comprehend, they went to school. Dad, I don't know if I want to go to school. Yes, you have to go to school today. Why? Because that's your business. You're getting an education. Right now, you might not earn money, but you're in the business of getting knowledge, so you can take that knowledge and eventually bring it to the marketplace and make a difference in people's lives that, in turn, they will pay you for your services. So anyway, I get pretty passionate about it, but to me, that's where we miss it as a society. People are embarrassed to go out and get a job. You shouldn't be embarrassed to go out and get a job. You need to start somewhere. You need to generate revenue. Now, if you're not generating enough revenue, then you need to get a second job. Or, in my particular case, you need to learn how to expose and close. What does that mean? How do you market, sell, promote? How do you learn how to present, position, and profit? How do you learn the skill set to be able to sell where you can walk into a business and help them generate revenue? You're in the pen business. Great. If I help you sell more pens from a sales capacity or a marketing capacity, I get a piece. So now I become a pseudo partner of your business, right? I might not get a piece of profits or bottom line, but whatever I bring to the table, I move money, I get a piece. And that's powerful. And those are messages that aren't being delivered to our youth. And those are messages that people that do open up businesses don't understand, right?
Well, yeah, I've got a lot of clients who are really good at their craft. So whether they are a chiropractor, like you mentioned, or they have a podcast or whatever, they have an e-commerce store, they are good at their craft, but they don't know about the exposure spot or how to position themselves during exposure. So what are some steps or mind games they should go through to understand where they should be exposing themselves and how do they craft that message?
Well, again, step number one is what do you do,
okay,
right? Which is
figure that out.
The first thing that I would teach now, once you know what you do, right, how do you engage somebody through your process? So you said somebody owns a gym. Well, you can say I own a gym. I go to a gym. Wow. Oh, good. Oh, awesome, man. Nice to meet you. I'm gone. But if you said I empower people to potentially turn back the clock 10 years through a non-evasive exercise program where I also coach you step by step on an easy way to properly eat, move, and think, guaranteed, that's a different conversation. Oh, you can help me eat, move, and think? Absolutely. Well, how do you do that, Josh? Well, here's a coupon for a free 15-minute consultation. Here's a coupon for a free week of workout that starts with a 30-minute consultation, so you'll know exactly when you leave that 30-minute consultation how you eat, move, and think, and you can potentially turn back the clock by 10 years. How does that sound, Josh?
Sounds awesome.
Right. Now you're not thinking about the workout contract that you have with XYZ company, right? I'm going to take you to the next level.
So it sounds like a big part of this is explaining the results that your process will give somebody in terms that are intriguing that they haven't thought of before. And then that opens their mind up to something that they think, wow, this is not available anywhere else except for with this person I'm in front of right now.
Right. That's so now you've got their attention, right? Mm-hmm. So again, what do I practice? What do I preach? It should be your intention to get people's attention. Once you have their attention, now I need to engage you to get you to pay attention, right? Now, once I get you to pay attention and you know with absolute certainty that I could help you solve your problem, you'll pay me for my attention. So intentions to get attention. Once you get their attention, get them to really pay attention by educating them. Once you get them to pay attention, they'll pay you for your attention. Now, does that always happen, right, in the first point of contact? Does it, you know, is everything a one call close? Well, no, absolutely not. Do you close people sometimes in two touch points? No, sometimes depending on the product or service that I offer, I might have to go back 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. Well, that goes back to my expose and close. So if I've already met you now and we have a relationship and I've taken you through a consultation and you're not sure, now how do I go back in and further educate you? Right? Or find a reason to reach out to you again and touch in some way, shape, or form. So what I do in my book, Expose and Close, is I go back in and talk about actual techniques or strategies or moves that I've made to acquire and close deals like a $2.5 million deal at the Wynn Resort. If I told you how I closed a $2.5 million deal at the Wynn Resort, and it cost me 67 cents to do it, you'd say, no way. And you know what I would say back to you? Way. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's simple, but it's consistency. And a lot of people look for perfection. I just got off of a cruise ship with my family on vacation. I'm walking the deck with my daughter, her and I. Don't have my cell phone. It's her and I. We're having daddy-daughter time. Awesome. She wants to play shuffleboard. We show up. Shuffleboard's taken. This guy's sitting there with his wife and his 8, 9-year-old kids are playing. He said, oh, they're almost done. I said, no problem. Are you enjoying yourself? He said, yeah, we really are. What do you think I said to him, Josh?
What do you do? Or your name is?
Hi, my name's Charlie. What's your name? He said, my name's Matt. Matt, nice to meet you. What do you do? He said, well, I'm in the real estate business, but I just recently started speaking. He goes, actually, I was out in Vegas. Now I live in Vegas. I said, oh, really? I live in Vegas. What hotel did you speak at? Well, what do you speak to? I was just waiting for him to say the magic words to me. What do you do? Well, I empower speakers, trainers, authors, and subject matter experts. I'm on a cruise ship, man. I'm on a deck. Like, there's only a handful of people out there. It's all ocean, right? Then the guy says to me, I tell him what I do. I teach how to present position and profit. He goes, man, he goes, how do I get a hold of you? He goes, do you have a card? Now I'm in my flip-flops. I'm with my daughter. I'm on a cruise ship. You don't even carry money. What? I go in my pocket. My daughter's over there looking at me. And she went like this. Like, I already know somewhere my dad's going to pull up. Boom. Now, I've already been on several calls with the guy. We haven't transacted anything as far as money. That's not important. I've got a relationship. The guy's already set up 3 phone calls for me with potential clients, all because on a cruise ship, in my shorts, in my flip-flops, walking with my daughter, with no intention to do business, by the way. You understand? It was not my intention. I did not turn my cell phone on. You can get internet now on the cruise ships. You can talk around the world. Left it off, man. Uninterrupted time with my family. But opportunity arose and it was appropriate and it was a 5-minute conversation. And now I've got a friendship with this guy who I may end up doing some business with, who's referring me to three other people in completely different industries. So again, you can kind of see me getting excited about it, but people will go, well, how do you do it? That's it. The difference is doing it's complex and working on people's marketing messages. And then once you do that, what are the other moves that you need to make? See, now it's my job to follow up and follow through with this guy. So now I have what I'll call little simple tools, techniques, and strategies, right? I might want you to send this podcast to say, hey, Matt, I know you're an author, buddy. Just, you know, maybe I can help you. I just got off of a podcast with this guy, Josh. The guy's an ace. I can't make any promises, but do you understand? Mm-hmm. So again, you're networking, you're exposing, you're closing, right? I can go on and on, but I can't tell you the deals that I've closed. You want to hear one more story?
Yeah, these are great stories. Yeah.
Last year, I took my family to Italy. It was like a dream trip, mm-hmm. right? The kids got out of school May 23rd, came home. They, whatever, had a snack, washed up. We go to the airport. We had a great trip. I'm in Venice at the airport with my luggage. This guy's with his kids. I see him. Line's moving like molasses. Finally, I made eye contact with the guy. I said, man, this line's moving like molasses, isn't it? He goes, it sure is. I said, my name's Charlie. What's your name? Now, forgive me. I don't remember the guy's name. I should, by the way, but I'm human. I'm going to make a name up. I'm Frank. Frank, nice to meet you. What do you do? He said, oh, I consult for a chain, and I'm also an owner of a hamburger franchise that's going nationwide. I said, really? How many locations do you have currently? Don't quote me, 50, but we want to go to 1,000. I said, oh, what's the name of the chain? He goes, Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger. Heard of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have.
Huh? Cheeseburger, 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 Cheeseburger. Yeah, huh? I said, really? He says, what do you do? I said, well, I empower, right? Mm-hmm. We end up changing cards. I grab my phone. I do a Facebook Live with the guy, or I video it, and then I post it on Facebook. And I got home, reached out to the guy after the vacation, demoed him on the products and services that I provide. But what I'm saying is, hi, what's your name? Is a million-dollar question and a million-dollar move. Right? Now, did I do a deal with the guy? No. But that doesn't mean I won't do a deal with him. In fact, I'm writing it down. I'm going to follow up with the guy again. Maybe he just wasn't ready to say yes last year. So that's my point. People get lost. They don't follow up. They don't follow through. They don't know after the first point of contact. They think everyone's going to roll over. Well, that's not about what building relationships is about. That's not about what practicing your craft is all about. You know. And then with the whole millennial era, and even my kids, I don't know what my kids are considered at this point, but right, they grew up, you know, this is their whole world. How can you be high tech and how can you be high touch? I still send cards. I still send notes. I'll send people pizzas. I'll walk into people with donuts. I'll be at a restaurant and see a client and say, give me his check again, or a guy that I'm prospecting, or a guy, do you understand? How do you differentiate yourself and come from a place of the best intention, right? Where you're sincerely trying to help people with the products or services and or the network that you have. Sometimes it's not a matter. Sometimes there's nothing in it for Charlie, but I can introduce you to somebody else, right? Who introduces you to somebody else. And then you go, oh, wait a minute. I'm not a fit for you, but Charlie Sheen is, man. And he's a good dude and he'll deliver on what you need. So anyway, I can go on and on, but those are just a few stories. And then in my book, I actually tell stories on what move or technique that I used to close a guy like Buddy Velastro, the Cake Boss. You know Buddy Velastro, the Cake Boss?
I don't. I've heard of it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the show's been on TV forever, but a reality show star. So I want to help him monetize his content online. Mm-hmm. I tell my story and what move I used, what technique I used, what I said. John Taffer from Bar Rescue, you know, how I closed the deal with Eric Thomas. I don't know if you know who Eric Thomas is. Big motivational speaker. He goes by the hip hop creature. But what I did was I made it a very easy read. Every chapter is probably 2, 3, maybe 4 pages at most but I wanted to be able to, for people to read it, put it down, and be able to go out and implement it. And nothing makes me happier when somebody calls me, or even if I'm doing a conference or a keynote speech or a workshop, or I'm consulting and I leave, and like literally somebody calls me, you know, an hour, a day later and says, "Hey man, I asked five people what their name was, and you know, I already got a deal working." So it's simple, but when you do it and you get comfortable with it, and now you're asking five people a day, right? I mean, I don't have my calculator here, but do the math. I mean, if you took five people a day, right? Mm-hmm. Times 50 weeks a year, five times 52 weeks is 260 people, right? That you're just out there one-on-one. Like, what's stronger than that? They know your face, they know your name, they know your power pitch, they know what you do. And of there, if you went to 260 and you failed miserably and only half the people set an appointment with you, what would that mean to your income? If only 25% of the 260 set an appointment with you, if only you got 10%, 26 people bought your product or service just because you said, "Hi, what's your name?" And you only made $100 off the 26 people, which is minimal. That's $2,600 you didn't have. But more importantly, they know people. And now you're taprooting your clients and you're building that relationship. You're going back, you're selling a second product or service. So I get excited about it. I live it, you know, I live it every single solitary day. I love it. And I wouldn't want to be in any other industry other than sales. And the reality is, if you're going to go from job to business, doctor, chiropractor, dry cleaner, doesn't matter. You need customers. You're in the customer acquisition business.
Mm-hmm. No, so this has been really inspiring for me just to hear, like, you're aligned, you're focused, and you make it seem very simple. And people all want new leads and they do want sales and they think they got to go out and hire a marketing agency to get new leads. But taking your approach, talking to a few folks today, pretty simple. Hi, my name is. It's very simple. And I can certainly see when you ask me, you know, what do you do? I just said business coaching. That kills the conversation. It stops it, as opposed to saying something like, "Oh, I help reduce people's stress, help them make more and work less." And that's a little bit more of a intriguing. And then you can actually have a conversation, because most people do want to make more and work less. But business coach, most people aren't looking for a business coach.
Right. Or business coach, wow, you must really be expensive. See, what's happening is the guy on the other end is saying, "Well, I'm just a tile contractor." You're not just a tile contractor. Come in my house after we've just gotten our new floors in and look at the look on my wife's face, right? Once it's completed and she's smiling ear to ear. You're not just a tile contractor. Mm-hmm. You're not just a baker. You see what I'm saying? The people that say, "Oh, I'm just a baker," are probably not putting out the quality of product that they could be putting out because they think they're just a baker. They don't understand. I mean, come to my house if my mother-in-law, my wife's there, and somebody brings over a cake. It's on, like, right? "Oh my God, cake." Mm-hmm. Now, if that cake's not good, oh, that's a problem. But if that cake's good, they're telling the freaking world how good that cake is. Right? They're calling their friends, "Hey, it's Mary's birthday or it's Jeremy's birthday," or anyway, but that's the key. People need to really understand that they make a difference should they choose to make a difference.
So, I mean, this is all great stuff. And it's, like you said, it's fundamentals that have been lost, but you're bringing them back. And now we just have a bunch of tools and technology, but it's still the same thing. People doing business with people.
Charlie Chena is so out, he's in.
So how do you, and this is in the back of my mind as you're going through all this, is how do you keep it all straight? Because obviously you're making a lot of interactions. Some people are warm, some are cold, some are, you know, call me later. How do you keep that network and stay sane?
I'm going to answer your question right now.
Okay. So read the book.
I read the book. Mm-hmm. Am I here to pitch my book? Yeah, I'm here to pitch my book. But I'm coming from a place of good intention.
Right.
because I wrote the book, right? I just got off another podcast and the guy goes, how did you write your book with all this noise? I go, because that's what it is. It is noise. There's a lot of people out there that maybe sold for a year. They sold a product or a service at the right time, had success, and now they're a sales expert. And I'm not hating on that person. They took action. They went out there. They're making money. Kudos to them. The difference between me and them is I can sit here and teach you how to hardcore close. Are you really a hardcore closer?
Probably not.
That's right? Most people aren't. Mm-hmm. Most people don't even want to sell. Mm-hmm. Right? If you say, are you a salesman? They'll say no. Everybody's a salesman. Your kids are salespeople. Your wife's a salesperson. You're everybody. It's just a matter of switching the word. Well, they're not selling you. They're persuading you. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Right? So to answer your question, how do I keep it all straight? Two ways. Number one, when you expose, you close. So you just need to take action. You need to get out there and take action. Two, you got to move. Okay. You need to use every road, every opportunity, every tool, every technique, and every strategy, right, to meet people and ultimately generate revenue. So that's really the key, you know. And then what's your why? I mean, my why, the first thing I have in my book, because it is my why. I don't know if you can see that. Yeah. Right? That's my family. I don't want money for the sake of, you know, Rolls Royces and planes and all that's great, right? And people get, I'll say, caught up on that. How do you get people to become six-figure money earners? Because if right now, if you make 100 grand a year, you're still not in the top 1 or 2 percentile of money earners. 100 grand a year isn't a lot of money anymore. 150 grand a year isn't a lot of money anymore. Now there's people that are going to be listening to this and say, whoa, dude, I only make 30 grand a year or 40 grand a year or 50 grand a year. How do you get there? Well, that's what I'm trying to teach people how to do. See, when you become a brand called you, right? Josh Fonger, you're a brand. Now you're coming at the world with clarity. You're presenting yourself. You're positioning yourself. Now opportunities will come based upon how you present yourself to the other person. We're only, Josh, and I'm saying this with love and respect, we're only on this podcast right now. Let me rephrase that. I'm only on this podcast right now because you are certain, or you were certain after I cold called you, didn't I? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that for a quick second, because I think that's important, right? We're a story. We're social proof right now. I'm social proof / you're social proof that what I'm saying works. I saw your associate's book, which is called what?
Work the System.
Hmm? Work the System, right? And I sent you an email off of whatever email or whatever little form, right, was in there. I put my name, I put my phone number, I put my email, and then I had to write a what? To get your attention.
Call to action.
A message, a call to action, right? So again, I had to present myself in a way that was unforgettable at the first point of contact. How many inquiries do you get a week?
A lot. Yeah, a lot of.
Right? So I had to present myself in a way that was unforgettable at the first point of contact, position myself as an expert in my space, right? And then have the social proof. So if you go back to my email, I guarantee you I said something in there like, I'm working with, right? Tony mm-hmm. Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Tom Hopkins, whoever it is, right? Social proof. And I'm using Zig Ziglar. God bless him, right? He's gone. But my point is, who do you have that social proof, mm-hmm. right? And then, so I've now positioned myself. And now, again, this is a relationship. So I use the word profit. But right now, I'm not profiting from this relationship with money. But I firmly believe that when we hang up the phone, we've built a relationship where we're going to collaborate more. Mm-hmm. Or you might come to Vegas with your wife and we might have dinner. Or I might come where you live and we might have dinner. Or you might, do you understand?
Yeah.
Or guess what? I've got a list here, Josh, of subject matter experts in this book that I've acquired as clients. And I've got a list of people that maybe didn't do business with me, but I'm still friends with, that are subject matter experts and authors that you may want to have on your, do you understand?
Definitely.
So how did we get there? Because I sent you an email. I used the right words that triggers the right pictures that triggered the right emotions where you said, yeah, I'll hop on a call with you. Mm-hmm. Right? Now you weren't ready for the product that I had to offer you, were you?
Not yet. It's a good
Not
product
yet,
though.
Because you don't have certainty that it's going to work for you yet. That's okay. But you invited me mm-hmm. on your podcast. So that's what I want to impress upon everybody. When you come at something with the right intentions, and when you have your message to market down, and when you're certain about who you are and what you can do for somebody with precision at the point of introduction, where in 10 seconds or less, you can sell people the dream. And I don't mean the dream like a false promise. I'm saying a solution to a problem where you immediately introduce yourself, build rapport, gain credibility, and then say, hey, let's have a cup of coffee. Man, that's powerful, and that's where deals happen.
I've got a number of questions I want to ask you, but I want to be respectful of your time. So I'll do the kind of the wrap-up questions now. So Charlie, you know, small business owners, entrepreneurs listening to this, what is like kind of the final thing you want to leave them with, something memorable that they should really know? And then where can they find you? Where can they find about Expose and Close?
What I want to leave salespeople with, entrepreneurs with, or business owners with is the following. Mentors have mentors. So you can't do it yourself. Education, I read this today. I know it, but I and I'm not going to say it right, but I know it. But I just read on a Facebook post, it said education, school education will help you make a living, right? Self-development and acquiring the right mentorship will help you build wealth. So I have mentors. I don't have hobbies. So if I called my wife right now or my daughter, my 15-year-old daughter, and said, honey, when daddy wakes up on Saturday morning, do I go golfing? She would say, no, dad. What do I do? Well, you're in front of your computer, dad, on a sales webinar, or I'm studying somebody else's marketing pitch, or I'm practicing and learning my craft from somebody else, right? And when I say learning, it might just be a word track. It might just be a different mindset that I need that would help me with a different client, right? Again, how do I present myself in a way that's unforgettable? It might just give me that little edge. So in the back of my book, I have something that's called Thought Leaders, Influencers, and Mentors. Mm-hmm. I just ordered a book today on Amazon. The door rang. I'm getting ready to take a shower. My wife's still in bed, and I go look at the door. Nobody's there. I'm getting dressed. They go, oh, it's my new book from Amazon on sales. A sales guy, The Power of Who, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Right? A gentleman said, hey, man, you're going to be on a podcast with this guy. You should read his book. You should get to know him. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm game. I'll learn. So to answer your question, mentors have mentors. Right? Oprah Winfrey had Maya Angelou. I don't know if you know who Maya Angelou was, right? Bill Gates goes and went for years and still does to Warren Buffett. You know, Michael Jordan has a guy by the name of Tim Grover. I know Tim. He's a friend. He's a business associate. So mentors have mentors. So what I would impress upon your audience is go out and study and practice your craft. If you a business owner, you need customer acquisition, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I teach. If you don't like what I said here today, then go out and find somebody that can help you with customer acquisition or sales or whatever pain point that you're currently having, right? How does that pain point get resolved in order for you to take your life and your business to the next level?
Great advice. Good mentors. Well, perfect. And then also because of just people's own blind spots, they're just unaware of where they are weak, and mentors can really shed some light because they've been there before. Well, good. Well, Charlie, this has been great. Where's the website? I don't know if I heard that in there. Where should they go if they want to find your book or your service?
If you want to go to the book, you can go to exposeandclose.com, just like it sounds, E-X-P-O-S-E, and close.com. My book, I also just launched after 7 years of helping, you know, speakers, trainers, and subject matter experts create their own virtual online training platforms. I, through the product I've been representing for the past 7 years, Lightspeed VT, I am in the process of launching my own virtual training system. Obviously, it's at exposeandclose.com. And then I also have charliechina.com. C-I-N-A is the last name, charliechina.com. And that is my website for speaking, consulting, and workshops. So if there are business owners or companies out there that want some mentoring, want me to speak to a group, or you want some one-on-one coaching, that's what I really love to do. Like I said, I don't play golf. I walk the walk and talk the talk. And you can probably see that this is more than a profession to me. It's something I love. It's I consider it my hobby.
Oh, yeah, this is great. Well, Charlie, this has been really helpful to me. Hopefully, I'm sure it has been to the audience as well, really to understand how far you can take this expose and close and just what a difference it can make in terms of the doors it opens, opportunities you've had, and the life you can live, and the value you can provide when you are not afraid to put it out there. I wanted to just let everyone know that, again, go to exposeandclose.com to find out more information about Charlie. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the podcast today or watching it. I look forward to sharing another podcast with you in about a week, where we will help you grow your business with systems so you can make more and work less. Thanks, everybody.